Call now and you will get not one, but 2 hours of the program for only $19.95, plus a reasonable shipping fee. Don't wait. Call now. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalecki.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Our guest this hour is legendary rock musician Todd Rundgren. Now, Todd doesn't do a lot of interviews. He's doing one here today. He has a new album that's just come out. We're going to talk about the new album. We're going to talk about his career. We're going to talk about the state of music today, his influences. It is a very interesting visit with Todd Rundgren, so stay tuned. Then it will be this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film 13th. Then we will explore the worst foods to eat in the car. Do you eat in the car? We all do. You always pass someone who's chowing down on the highway. Well, there are some foods you just should not be eating in your car, and we will have them for you. Then Kate James is in, and we will have the negative thoughts that can undermine your relationship. Uh-oh, what are you thinking? Are you thinking about someone else? Then, well, there are so many things you can think of that's just ruining your relationship, and we will have them all for you. Well, we start things off this hour with me watching a lot of, I guess, secondary level television. You know, these channels that have now popped up on your cable system and your satellite dish system and even on your fancy schmancy digital TV antenna. They need all of these sub channels now because you have like your main channels in your area, but you have 2.1, 2.2, 2.3. So you now have things like Antenna TV, Cozy, Me TV, and it's usually old TV shows from 20, 30, 40 years ago. But they need to have advertising on these stations. All right, and we don't normally see ads for like cars and airlines and things like that. It's for the as seen on TV products, the things that you used to only be able to get if you ordered from some 800 number. But now if you walk into Walmart, there seems to be a giant wall with all these products, and you go into a lot of malls and you will actually have an as seen on TV store. I love some of these products. Now, I've never really bought any of these products. Have you? There are some really interesting ones out there right now, and the extent that they will go to show you just how durable this item is. There's one now for, what is it, the Atomic Flash or the Atomic Flashlight? Now, I'm almost tempted to buy this thing to actually turn it on, because from the commercial, it seems like if you turn this thing on, it's like turning the lights on in a football stadium. That's how bright this thing is. And I think you can get two of them for only, I think it's $9.99. Yes, not one, but two for $9.99. So this thing that will save your life, that will guide you through the storm, that when the apocalypse comes and the grid goes down, this is the flashlight that will last forever and show you the way. And it's only $5 a throw, plus a reasonable handling fee. And I love how they put it in a frozen block of ice. And they demonstrate by smashing through the ice with a sledgehammer. It's that tough. They put it in a deep fryer with French fries. Yes, they do, because it's that tough. There's another one. I think it's called the Cosmic Cutter, right? Cosmic Clipper, whatever. It's a pair of scissors, almost, shaped like a knife. And you should be able to cut through hardened potatoes, the most rigid of vegetables. It shows somebody cutting through a tin can with this thing. And you wonder just how durable it is, and I think you can get two of those for only $10.95. Now, why? All right, I want one. Why do I need two? If this thing is going to last me for a lifetime, unless I plan on being reincarnated and coming back and being able to get my cosmic clipper or cutter, whatever the hell it is, why do I need two? Do I want to gift one? Of course I do, because I'm that type of a person. But seriously, from a marketing standpoint, and it always seems to be this address in Fairfield, New Jersey. I'm not far from there. I'm tempted to go over there. I want to see. It's like, you know, it's got to be the Willy Wonka of cheap gadgets. Yes, Gene Wilder died this week at 83. I know, it's sad. I want to see what this is like. I'm almost tempted. I want to touch these things. I want to try them. I want to see if it really is worth my $10.95. Stay with us. Todd Rundgren is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's more addictive than cigarettes, alcohol, and coffee? Technology.
A recent survey shows only 3% of people on vacation didn't check their email. Stuart Hughes, writing for the BBC, talks about his digital detox. It wasn't by choice. On vacation, deep in the woods in Canada, he found himself unable to get internet service.
3 long days later, he made a startling discovery. He says, as the virtual world receded, the real world in front of me came into sharper focus.
He created timeless memories. He lived moments personally and privately. Now he plans to make this an annual event.
Could you use a digital detox? It may help you reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. A surprising cash cow now lies in a surgical procedure some doctors are employing to treat hyperactivity in children. There's been some evidence that hyperactivity could be caused by a lack of sleep from apnea or a sleep disorder. So doctors are pushing tonsillectomies, or the removal of a child's tonsils, as treatment for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. They say boys with ADHD snore more than other children, and that the tired body may overcompensate by becoming hyperactive. Some 50% of tonsillectomies are done because enlarged tonsils interfere with a child's breathing. But in these scenarios, what's left out is that sleep apnea or other disorders are often caused by obesity. And throat surgery for profit over dealing with a child's diet may not be in the best interest of any child. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.